My name is Suzanne Farley. I'm a resident of Searsport. I spend about an average of 10 hours a week on the island. It's very, very dear to me. I know that island very well. I walk all over it most days of the week. There's some things that are troubling me. As I watch the conservation plan be put up there, it just gripped me in my gut. This island is fine the way it is. It's a lovely wild island. It doesn't need to be sanitized. It doesn't need to be maintained. It doesn't need to have picnic tables. It doesn't need to have a agitation center. And it doesn't need to have trailheads. There's a phenomenon going on in this country where we think we need to sanitize our wild land. We don't. I think about an author named Richard Liu, who wrote a book called Last Child in the Woods, where he talks about how important it is for children to have experiences in the wild area. I think there's a lot of people sitting on this panel that love the island, but I cannot understand how you would give it up. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. When you talk about minimizing noise with a cargo port that may go on the island, and frankly, I don't know why we keep using the word may, because it seems to me quite obvious to anyone with common sense that we're talking about putting some sort of port on this island. I don't know how the heck you would manage noise. I walk on that island in the morning and I can hear Mack Point quite clearly. You can hear the subtlest noises as they carry across the water. That island is not that big. It looks kind of big when you set up your little map and you divide it up in your 400 acres here and your 600 acres there. But I'll tell you what, that's not very much land. And there is no way that you can tell me that you can have a nature conservation area combined with a developed port area. The island doesn't need any more concrete on it. What's on it is plenty. Anyways, I know that you're all public servants in the sense that you're volunteering. I know that you've worked hard, but I am not at all pleased with this joint process. I don't know why we have to have a joint process if hypothetically we don't think we're going to put it to a cargo point on the island. It doesn't make any sense at all to me. Totally nonsensical. The other point I'm going to make before I close is that when I read the Port Authority's strategic port report, and I notice that the commissioner sits on the board of directors and you sit on this committee as well. And when I read the part about Sears Point where it talks about what a great opportunity there is for port development as a strategic future, at the same time it says that we will, you know, follow what the Joint Planning Committee recommends. I'm not very sophisticated in this matter, but I got to tell you, as a regular citizen, it makes me stretch my head and go, huh, what's wrong with this picture? It seems like a real conflict of interest to me. So I've got to say.